The Lord is my light and my salvation is a commemoration and celebration of the lives of the saints, for in their lives we see the power of the Blessed Trinity at work, transforming ordinary people like you and me into saints, conformed to the image of Christ, becoming the very presence of God in the world. On the first day of February, in this year of 2018, the Church calls us to remember and to celebrate the life and death of St. Ignatius of Antioch, bishop and martyr. And for our lesson, we read from the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 24th verse. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." A homily by St. Ignatius, Bishop and Martyr. "Seek not to confer any greater benefit upon me than this, that I be sacrificed to God now whilst the altar is awaiting me. Pray then for this one thing, that I may be given strength in my soul as well as in my body to make my witness, not only with good words, but with a good will, that so I may not only be called a Christian, but may also be found verily so to be. For if I thus become a true Christian, then I may rightly lay claim to the name thereof when I am no longer seen in this world. For nothing that is here seen is a lasting good, since the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For our God and Lord Jesus Christ, now that he is with the Father, is all the more to be perceived in his true glory than when he was seen upon earth. And Christianity is not a work to be done in silence only. Rather, Christianity is a matter of greatness which must needs be manifest to the world. I am Christ's wheat. Let the teeth of wild beasts be my mill, that I may be ground up in such wise as to become good bread unto Christ. All the pleasures of this world and all the kingdoms thereof can profit me nothing. It is better for me to die for Christ than to reign over the whole earth. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul? Him I seek also who died for us, him I desire who rose again for us. The birth pangs of life eternal are upon me. This is the gain which is laid up for me. Pardon me, brethren, for my boldness. Do not strive to hinder me from coming to life. Do not wish for me to remain in this present state of death. Whereas I desire now to belong wholly unto God, do not ye seek that I should be the longer be detained in this world. Suffer me to attain unto the pure light of eternity, for when I shall have entered thereinto, I shall have truly become a man of God. Permit me to be an imitator of the passion of my God. Let everyone that hath Jesus Christ in himself consider what I mean, and have compassion on me, as knowing how I am straitened. Alive I still am as I write these words, but I am also eager to die, for my love is crucified, and in me there remaineth no fire of earthly passion to seek that which may make it burn. Rather in me there are the living waters, and the voice of these many waters do roar unto me, crying out, Come to the Father. I take no delight in corruptible food, nor in the pleasures of this life. I desire the bread of God, the heavenly food, the bread of life, which is none other than the flesh of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was born in this latter time as the seed of David and Abraham. And I desire the drink of God, namely his blood, which same is love incorruptible and life eternal. Pray ye therefore that I may attain unto that which I desire. For I have not written unto you according to the flesh, but in the hope that we may all attain unto the will of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise thy name for thy bishop and martyr, Ignatius of Antioch, who offered himself as grain to be ground by the teeth of wild beasts, that he might present to you the pure bread of sacrifice. Accept, we pray, the willing tribute of our lives and give us a share in the pure and spotless offering of your Son, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen.